Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I like that Shaft theme because we're going to be talking about Isaac Hayes. Hey, I like that song. Who is the man that would risk his life for brother man? Don? Dang all right. I can't say the other word. That cat Don is a bad mother. Shut your mouth. I'm only talking about Don. Oh, man, I like that. You listen to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. It is the 21st, and I am enjoying myself. We're going to be celebrating the life of Isaac Hayes. I'm starting to call him Sam. And it's going to be a great show. We got a great show for you tonight. I want you to have a happy and safe Friday, and be careful out there because we have dreary weather. It's going to actually be icy outside, so I don't want anything to happen to you. But you can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. So you can catch me all over the goddamn United States, because who is the man risks his life for brother man? I like that. Dot. He's a bad mother. The show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And if you want to support the show and the projects that we have, you can go to my website and go to www.dsmpublications.net and hit the donation button. And it starts, I think, at 50 and works its way up. So you got a big choice to go from. I'd like to get a few shouts out before we start our show. There's a lot of great people out there, a lot of happy birthdays to everybody that's got one. And my best friend just had a birthday, so I'm going to have to send a birthday shout out to her. But first, I want to send a special shout out to Rhea, who I know she is sitting in her favorite chair and enjoying my show tonight. I wanted to stay warm where she is, and I'm glad that everything went well for her today. So I want her to enjoy the show because that's very special to me. Thank you, Rhea, for listening. I want to send a shout out to Nina. She's under the weather. She wasn't feeling good. But I hope this shout out brings her a smile to her face and she knows she is loved by everybody. Oh, poor baby. She wasn't feeling well. Now to Cherie in Elgin, Illinois, a new fan and supporter. She is just getting into the world of Don S. McClure. And the adventure should be very interesting because she's just learning about how great I am. So she's going to get a book, and she wants to get to have a friend and a couple of the other books. So thanks for bringing us Elgin, Illinois. Now to Denise in Joliet, who's a great supporter, and I could not do a lot of what I create without my friend and her support in Joliet because she has my whole book collection. So I think that's great. And to my bestest friend in Texas, Sharon Banks, she just had a birthday, and yay, happy birthday. Happy birthday to Sharon. And a special shout-out to Angela in Memphis. She was reading my book, Broken Wings, Fallen Angels, and her quote was, she's loving it. I like that. I feel so good when she said that. So if you want to reach me or just listen to the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. Or you can email me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com or Don.McClure@AOL.com or Don.S. McClure@DSM Publications, where you can find all of my fascinating and wonderful books. We have reached 24,897 people at the top of the show. So that means we're really growing. I want to send a congratulations out to all my fans extremely. And all my supporters and sponsors. So I hope I did not miss anybody. If I did, blame it on my head, which is hard sometimes, and not my heart, which is always soft. Oh, my God, I'm just a sweetie beady. So let's get the show started after a quick PSA about my book, and then we're going to talk about our subject matter. So without further ado, which is French, parlez-vous français, I like that, tonight's topic is the joys of being creative. And our featured artist for tonight is Isaac Hayes. And I like that guy. Who is the man? Okay, all right. I know I can't sing. But anyway, listen, we're going to play our quick PSA. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the joys of being creative. And I see my board is lighting up with blue lights, and I really like that.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
Boom! And that's the PSA about my book, To Have a Friend. That book is really, really selling. I mean, that book is just amazing. It was a young lady on Facebook, and she was like, I want to get one of your books. And I said, well, why don't you get Dark Side? She said, no, I want to get To Have a Friend. And I said, okay, all right, back off. Be cool. And she was like, no, Don, I really want to get that book. And I got to send a special shout out to Orr. She is reading Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels. And she said she was waiting on her girlfriend to do something, and her girlfriend was so engrossed in reading the book, and she forgot to come and check on her. I said, man, that is pretty interesting. She said, God darn, girl, you read the book instead of checking on me. So I like that. But all of my books are really great. Go to my website. You could get the books, and you could get the board game for children. It's available. And you could play Santa Claus versus the Aliens. That's a great book. We're going to start our show off with a spotlight from Jennifer Hudson. You know, we always want to send a message out, and we know that Jennifer Hudson is very creative. I like this song, and I think she wrote this herself. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to talk about the joys of being creative. And my maid asked me to play this. She's like, play the spotlight, Mr. McClure. So this is about Jennifer trying to tell her man, hey, stop being so uptight. She's not going to go nowhere. You know, you could cool out. She don't like being up under the spotlight. Are you a warden in the jail? So I like this track. So let's get to Jennifer Hudson before we start our show about the joys of being creative. Try to be good to you. I like that track. She said, I don't like living up under your spotlight. Don't be checking me. Don't be checking my phone. Oh, man. Don't be checking my emails. You know, I used to date somebody who used to go on my computer and check my emails. I say, hey, wait a minute. I don't want to live up under your spotlight. And I think she threw the spotlight at me. She threw a flashlight at me or something. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on Friday. And I have been drinking some tea, so you have to overlook me. We're talking about the joys of being creative. Being creative is truly a gift to take your imagination and bring to life your very ideas, your thoughts, and your experiences from childhood to your adult life. So let's start by talking about the joys of being creative. A lot of times when you're creative, you can watch the images come to life and what they can mean to others, which means like all the little stories that people wrote, like Hansel and Gretel and the whole thing, Lord of the Rings, and just a lot of the series. That's using your imagination to bring to life what you think you want to say to the world. And it is truly a joy to watch people read what you create or watch a movie that you created. And there's a movie called Simeon 1 that we got on our board. And it's the story that I want a lot of you to see. It's about Al Pacino being in a movie as a producer who's kind of losing his way in the industry. And he finds out how to create a hologram. So he creates this unreal person who everybody thinks is real. And she gets to sing like Whitney Houston. It's a great story. And I'm telling you to watch that so you can get the idea of when you create something that comes to life and the world sees it, a lot of times they grab a hold of it. So, again, being in the joys of being creative, to speak words that astound, to set in motion your dreams, to feel the power of your imagination and watch your desires become reality. I mean, right now I'm working on my new book. My name is Chesire, which is the daughter of two characters that I have in one of my books. Then there's The Blue Rose called Saving Vivaldi, and that's a great story. Then I'm doing another story about Bass Reeves, the first black deputy U.S. Marshal. I'm really working on another book called The Rage of the Demons, Part 2, which is from the other book, Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels. Then there's a book called My Sister Tiana, a unique spy thriller. And then there's a book called Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field, the first all-girl baseball team. Now, being able to use your imagination is a great thing, but finding that joy and then watching it actually come into fruition, I mean, it's a magical thing. And I think that's what Isaac Hayes had. He had a lot of imagination, a lot of great talent, and he was one of the most talented men out there in the music industry, because by the time he was doing his thing, he took orchestration to a whole new level, and he created music that other songs, he was just dynamic. He had a way of entering the songs and setting them up so that he could be who he wanted to be and how he wanted to play it. Now, his name is Isaac Lee, L-E-E, Hayes Jr. That's his real name. And a lot of times at that time, he was calling himself Black Moses. He was born August 20th, 1942, and he died August 10th, 2008. Now, I got a chance to meet Isaac Hayes in Memphis. He had a club in Memphis, and a lot of people used to hang down there and go down there and enjoy meeting him, and he was a genuine person. He was considered an American singer, songwriter, actor, and producer. Hayes was one of the most creative influences behind the Southern Soul Music label at Stax Records. So, I mean, it's proper to have somebody like that to talk about the joys of being creative. We're going to get to a track by Isaac Hayes, and I like the way that he enters into this. It's called They Long to Be Close to You, and he did the heck out of this. I mean, the orchestration is great. Everything is great, and I want you to listen to this song. I mean, it's the way that he arranged it. It's an old D.R. Warwick song, but he cut the heck out of this, and listen to the orchestration. This is truly the joy of being creative.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just find me, or they long to be so very close to you. Oh, why do stars all the fellas wanna be. very close, so very close.
That's my man, Isaac Hayes. And again, he's considered one of the creative geniuses behind Stax Records. Now, he served both as an in-house songwriter as well as a record producer, and he teamed with David Porter during the mid-1960s. Hayes, Porter, Bill Withers, the Sherman Brothers, Steve Cooper, and John Fogerty were introduced into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2005 in recognition of writing scores of notable songs for themselves. The duo Sam and Dave, who a lot of you don't know because you're so young, they did a track called Hold On, Eyes Are Coming. They produced stuff for Dave and Sam, or Sam and Dave, Carla Thomas, and others. Hayes is also a 2002 inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The hit song, I'm a Soul Man, that's one that was written by Hayes and Porter and first performed by Sam and Dave, has been recognized as one of the most influential songs of the past 50 years by the Grammy Hall of Fame. It was also honored by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, by Rolling Stone magazine, and by the RIAA as one of the songs of the century. During the late 1960s, Hayes also began recording music, creating several successful albums such as Hot Buttered Soul, 1969, and Black Moses in 1971. Now, when my older brother first heard about Black Moses, he came running home and brought this album with Isaac Hayes on the front of it, with a robe on top of his head, calling himself Black Moses. And I was so impressed with my older brother. He was like, man, this brother is bad. So he played his music, and I got a chance to grow up with a lot of music. In addition to Hayes' work in popular music, he worked as a composer of musical scores for motion pictures. He was well known for his musical score from the film Shaft, which came out in 1971. And that's the one I played to open my show with. He's a Bad Mother. Everybody knows that track. He was awarded the Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1972. He became the third African-American after Sidney Poitier and Hattie McDaniel to win an American Academy Award in any competitive field covered by the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences. I mean, this man is bad. He also won two Grammy Awards that same year. Later, he was given his third Grammy for his music album, Black Moses, in recognition of his humanitarian work. There, Hayes was crowned Honorary King in Ghana in 1992. He acted in motion pictures and television, such as in the movie Truck, Turner, and he also was in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. I remember that. That movie was funny. And as Gandalf, Gandhi. He was in a movie series called Pitch, TV series with the Rockford Files. He lent his distinctive deep voice to the character Chef on the animated TV series South Park. And to show you how great he was and creative, because that's what we're talking about, the joys of being creative, his influences were Percy Mayfield, Big Joe Turner, I'd never heard of them two, James Brown, Jerry Butler, Sam Cooke, Fats Domino's, Marvin Gaye, Otis Redding, and the psychedelic soul group like the Chamber Brothers and Sly and the Family Stone. So he's saying from his creative genius, he was influenced by these people. Now, remember when you went home from school and you were so excited about creating some kind of little drawing at school and you wanted your mother to put it on the refrigerator even though it looked kind of crazy? That's the joy of being creative. When you do something that you truly love, it's a joy. And that joy of being creative, of drawing something for your parents to see or drawing something for your girlfriend to see or making mud pies, or when you're in that creative zone, you are truly at peace and you're happy. If you can learn to keep that same creative energy in your adult life, imagine how much happier you'd be. When things get rough, you just go to your creative side. On August 5th, 2003, Hayes was honored as a BMI icon at the 2003 BMI Urban Awards for his enduring influence on generations of music makers. Throughout his song career, he received 5 BMI R&B Awards, 2 BMI Pop Awards, 2 BMI Urban Awards, and 6 million Air citations. 6 million. That's deep. And as of 2008, his songs generated more than 12 million performances. So when you talk about the joy of being creative, you can't get any better than Isaac Hayes. And the thing I want you to think about is find that joy of being creative in what you do, in what you believe in, and what you want to do. And you will feel such a rush that there'll be nobody to tell you that you can't do what you got to do. We're going to play a track by Bobby Womack, I Can Understand It. And I used to think he was saying, I can't understand it. But he's telling his girlfriend, look, I understand that you got to work and all this stuff, and I understand I got to do stuff, but I can't understand why we can't have some time together either. And I like Bobby Womack. That's another creative genius. So on our show, The Joys of Being Creative, we're going to play a track by Bobby Womack, I Can Understand It. And I love this track. I might even try to sing.
You know, everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that? Can you understand that? Oh, 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 oh.
I can understand
something sweet and a candy bar. My girl and me, that's what you are.
Yeah.
else above you.
Looked at me like, Don, I'm telling you. He said, I'm gonna get $50 off you and turn you in. He's crazy. But think about this. The joys of being creative. When you find that joy, whether it's like a friend of mine, she does, I guess, horticulture, which is putting flowers somewhere, dealing with plants and stuff. And when I used to watch her at this bank, she was so thrilled to see the arrangements. And she would come in with this little bucket and water the plants and talk to them and fix the flowers. And she had this account with a bank called NBC, and she had to do every last one of their lobbies with flowers. And she used to tell me, Don, this is so much joy. So I want everybody out there, no matter what it is you do, find a joy that brings you a lot of happiness. And just watch what you do. And just watch how you feel when you're playing with some crazy putty or something, you know, or you're eating a mud pie from a Easy Bake Oven. I don't even think they make those anymore. But my point is, when you find the joys of being creative and watching something that you produced come to life, you'd be surprised how great you will feel. And you won't worry about the whole world because you'll be in your own world of creativity. We're going to take a quick break. It is 7:42. I told you the time flies by. If you want to reach me, you can dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to enjoy my show live on your headphone, cell phone, cheap phone, whatever you got. You'll be able to enjoy my show. Or you can catch me online at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Don S. McClure Show. I'm going to play this quick PSA, and when I come back, I'm going to send a couple of more shouts out, especially to Dale. I want to make sure that she's feeling better. That's a really, really great friend of mine. And I know she's beating everything she's got to be the best person and come on back to us with this therapy stuff. And I know her. I know she's probably running around right now, jumping up and down. But anyway, let me play this quick PSA. When we come back, we're going to talk about more of the joys of being creative. And I know, find that inside of you. And you're going to take it to the nth degree.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued,
nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack. I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate. Listen to your body. Go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women,
and this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
Operación de corazón abierto para salvar mi vida. Tenía 33 años cuando me enteré que tenía una enfermedad del corazón. Y estaba bien sorprendida porque yo era una persona bien saludable. Lo primero que me decían eran de mis hijos que yo no iba a estar aquí para mirarlos crecer. Oigan su propio cuerpo. Estoy participando en Go Red por tu corazón para informarle a todas las mujeres que tengan conciencia de su propio corazón.
Man, I love the way she says that in Spanish, too. Oh, man, that is just deep. Woo! I got to learn some Spanish. Anyway, we're talking about the joys of being creative. And again, remember I told you when you find out a joy about doing something creative. Well, one time when I was a little boy, and I probably told you the story before, my mom used to work all the time. So when she came home, I was about 9, 10, maybe 11. And I called myself going to prepare her a dinner, so I fixed some steak and rice. And my mother sat down and said, oh, that's so sweet. And she ate the whole dinner. And then later on, she told me that was the worst dinner she had ever had. But I was trying to be creative. And she said, you almost killed me. But anyway, the joy of being creative is, she told me at that time, that that was really sweet. So I want you to find the joy of some moment in your life, creative. And like I said, if you like flying kites or whatever it is, find the joy of being creative because it's inside of you and it'll make your life better. We're going to play a track by Dionne Warwick and Whitney Houston before we get to a couple of more Isaac Hayes tracks. And this one I found amazing. It was one of them tracks I had not heard. And it's just like loving your life. That's the track. And Dionne sings a little bit and Whitney sings a little bit. And you're talking about the joys of being creative. Can you imagine being in a recording studio with two icons, singing to each other and enjoying each other's, not only friendship, their relatives, their artists, they appreciate and respect each other, and that's the joy of being creative. So let's listen to this track by Dionne Warwick and Whitney Houston, and again, write that down, the joys of being creative. And I want you to make that the joys of being creative in your own life.
Someone I can come to. I know.
Out of that ground. Oh man, that's deep. That is too deep for me. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and man, I am enjoying my show. It's a good show. What the heck can I say? And we're talking about the joys of being creative, and just watching those movies, like when they produce Snow White and all that stuff. I mean, to me, Walt Disney was truly living in the joy of being creative. And I'm going to be just like Walt Disney. I mean, the great movies, the things we grew up with, and I'm writing some great children's stories, Santa Claus versus the Aliens, A Christmas Wish. And now I'm working on a book called Santa Claus versus the Robot Wars and The Joys of Christmas. And I'm really enjoying that. And just to see people and children. Matter of fact, one of my neighbors told me the other day, I ran into him at Walmart. He said, Don, the whole block, everybody around there is so proud of you. He said, you are just so good. And when I went to get my Chinese food today, my Chinese friends said, okay, Don, you be careful. I fixed Chinese food for you. You don't talk like that, though. No, that's me. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. And we are close to 25,000 listeners. Yay! I love that. I love my fans. It is 7:53. We're going to play a track by Isaac Hayes because to me, he is truly gifted. And he had a really nice restaurant. If you didn't get a chance to visit his restaurant in Memphis, Tennessee, you should have went there when it was open. He was just a phenomenal person and very creative and talented. I mean, I don't think that the movie industry had anybody any better when it came to orchestration. And when he came out with Shaft, it was just enlightening. This black producer, this black composer, Black Moses, whatever he wanted to call himself, had these gold chains on. He could really organize some music. We're going to listen to a track by Isaac Hayes called Walk On By, and that track is deep. Listen to the orchestration in this original track by Dionne Warwick. But Isaac took it to a whole new level with orchestration and the love, love. I know he sounds better than me. Anyway, Isaac Hayes, The Look of Love. I mean, Walk On By. God, I get them all mixed up. Thank you. Girlfriend go past with another guy, they be walk on by. Then they take a snowball and hit up Sandy. No, I'm just kidding. You just let her walk on by. Man, he said, you put the hurt on me. You did, man. Oh, walk on by. I'm telling you, man. But did you hear the orchestration in that? From the guitar? Isaac Hayes was a great composer. That's the thing that I really liked about him. And my brothers were really crazy about Isaac Hayes. And it's just the way that he took a regular song and really just stretched it out to fit what he wanted to do. It is 8 o'clock. We got 30 more minutes. We're talking about the joys of being creative. And we want you to find the joy of being creative. What's inside of you? What will make you feel like you got a creative spark in you? I don't know. I think you need to look at that more so than anything else. Find the joy of being creative. And it may be in skiing. It could be in taking vacations. You find some creative pictures that you want to take. Just find the joys of life and the joys of being creative. Even if you just sit down and draw little cartoons. I got a brother, he can really illustrate. And he just finds such a joy in just painting little cartoon characters. So get out of that glum. And get you some joy. Walk on by. I got to play this quick PSA. And when I come back, we're talking about the joys of being creative. To watch the images come to life and what they can mean to others. To speak words that astound. To set in motion your dreams. To feel the power of your imagination. Hey, I wrote that. I like that. Let me play this quick PSA. And we'll be right back. We got 31 more minutes into the show.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Now, let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
Whoa! You're a pretty smart guy, Grandpa. I like that part. Hey, but you know what? Actually, I didn't have any lights and heat the other day, and I had to go buy these sun lamps. And I had to heat my house with sun lamps, and I had the stove on, like back in the day, like I was back in Mississippi or something. Pots of boiling water running and the stove. And they finally, you know, it's this technology, right? They came out and they couldn't fix the furnace, so they had to go order a computer piece. And it took them 2 days to come back. Man, I had on socks, shoes, ski cap going to bed. I was being really creative. I said, man, I'm freezing my tutu off. But anyway, it's fixed now, and I'm enjoying myself. So what the heck? The joys of being creative. The joys of being creative will make you create even food. You ever notice that you could come home and you don't have nothing to eat, and you just throw something together? And you really enjoy it. Remember when you used to eat ramen noodles? Oh, man, they were bad for you, but you create them with Vienna sausage, whatever you had. That was the joy of being creative, because you were broke, so you didn't have any more money. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. My producer shaking his head over there like, I remember the Vienna sausage. I said, yeah, I know you do. Man, if you want to call in, call 347-633-9376. You can listen to the show. My name is Don S. McClure, and tonight we are talking about the joys of being creative. And I'm telling you, man, when you become creative, you can do a lot of fascinating things. My mother was very creative, so I appreciated that. We're going to go to a guy that was before Isaac Hayes that influenced everybody, and he could play a mean guitar. Matter of fact, he influenced B.B. King. His name is Muddy Waters, and he's got a track called The Hoochie. Coochie Man. And I like this song because he's actually talking about me. He was probably wrote this song to my mom, letting her know you got a son coming and he's a man child. Oh man, Muddy Waters bad. Then we're gonna come back to some more Isaac Hayes. So let's get to The Hoochie Coochie Man. Ooh, that just sounds so I won't say.
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, you got a boy child coming, gonna be a son of a gun. He gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know. Cat bone. I got a mojo too. I got the John the Conqueror. I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you girls leave me by my hand. Then the world will know. Thank you. seventh day, on the seventh month, the seventh doctor said he was born for good luck, and that you see, I got $700, and don't you mess with me, but you know.
About a track. I'm the Hoochie Coochie Man. Man, that track cracks me up. That's Muddy Waters. And my mom and dad used to go to see Muddy Waters. They like Muddy Waters. But imagine creating that type of music. I think that was back in the 60s or 50s. And nobody was even playing music like that all the time. But Muddy Waters was bad. And just to be that creative, to be able to have a harmonica and the orchestration and in a recording studio. I think he used to record for Chess Records in Chicago, but Muddy Waters was just bad. But if you listen to the way that they arranged that and the beat, that's one of them funky down-home tracks, like back in the basement, down there where they just drinking gin and juice or whatever. That's a heck of a track. That's truly being the joy of being creative on a jam session like that. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show on a Friday. It is 8:09. I am enjoying myself, and I want to send a shout-out to my friend that I talked to early, Wendy, in New Orleans. We hadn't talked for a while, too, and I gave her a buzz, and she's doing quite well, getting over a lot of things that, you know, was last year. This year she's doing much better, and she's in great spirits. And she says she's going down to Birmingham to spend the Thanksgiving holiday with her best girlfriend. So that's a good thing. So for Wendy, there's a shout-out for you because you're all right. You're my girl. What's up? What's up? You know, I can't talk like that. I don't know why I try. But anyway, it's the Donis McClure Show. We're going to speed it up for a second and play my girl. I got a whole lot of girls. Selena Gomez. I love you like I love a love song, baby. And I think Selena Gomez is so creative, and she came from the Walt Disney Group. But I love this song. It's the way that they blend the little pop stuff and the way that she gives a really, really great dynamic voice to a little pop song. And I play this in my car a lot, too, because I love some of me, and I think people love me like they love a love song. Oh, that's so sweetie beady. So like, Todd, play the music. I said, all right, okay. I love you like of a love song by Selena Gomez.
It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already sung. And I guess right now here's another one. So your melody will play on and on. With the best of all, you are beautiful. Like a dream come alive. And I want you.
that song. I love you like a love song, Donnie. I love you like I love some Donnie. I like putting my name in that song. And do you know, he was singing that song one day while she was dusting and cleaning. I love you, Don McClure, like I love some Donnie. I love you, Mr. McClure. I'll just tell her a story. She did. But she does like that song. I love you like a love song, baby. I mean, you got to listen to the words in that. Ooh. Just think if somebody told me, Don, I love you like I love a love song. That's deep. That's like that hoochie coochie. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show. It is 8:15. We got 15 more minutes to go on the show, and we're talking about the joys of being creative. Being creative is truly a gift to take your imagination and bring to life your very ideas, your thoughts, and your experiences from your childhood to your adult life. And that's how I write. I take everything from when I was playing in the backyard to even grown or adult situations, and I put them back into my books. So I think that one of the best things you can feel is the joys of being creative. And I'm telling you, it'll take you to worlds. You'll go to worlds that you never discovered before. And actually, you'll discover something about yourself while you're in that zone of being creative. You'll find yourself doing and saying stuff that you really didn't imagine you had the willpower to do. So I want you to think about that, the joys of being creative. And this time I didn't take anything from the dictionary. I actually wrote all the words that you heard tonight. They came from my creative mind because I was in the joys of being creative. Man, that's something else. We got a track by Isaac Hayes. It is 8:16. It's called The Look of Love. He is our featured artist for tonight. The talented, the composer, and I'm telling you, you missed out if you didn't get to meet Isaac Hayes in life. He was bigger than life, and he was a dynamic person. And I had a chance to get to talk to him and to meet him in Memphis, Tennessee, at his restaurant. I mean, and it was really, really nice. So we need to respect that that was one of the greatest talents in the world, in the music business, and just a great person. The Look of Love by Isaac Hayes. Hot Buttered Soul, Black Moses.
The love of love is in your eyes, the look your heart can't disguise. The look of love. My
Wow. I mean, that was deep. I almost didn't know it was going off. I had to run back and say, what the heck? Isaac Hayes, The Look of Love. You know, and I was just telling my producer that just like Danny Thomas still has his thing and Elvis Presley still has his thing, and I just think they should have kept that restaurant open, and thousands of people would have came to Memphis to actually come to the restaurant. And what was so amazing, Isaac Hayes had gotten into a lot of debt. Him and his wife cleaned it up. And I think a friend of mine told me that she knows his daughter, and she might be listening to the show tonight. So I hope she is, because I had a lot of respect for her father. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show. It is 8:21. We are honoring the great talent of Isaac Hayes. Truly a dynamic guy. I mean, you can't beat that for being one of the greatest composers in the world. I got to play this birthday song for everybody because there was a lot of birthdays that I didn't get a chance to announce. So guess what? We're going to celebrate the birthday song for everybody that has a birthday today, yesterday, last week, and for the weeks coming up. And again, there are so many great people out there. So I'm going to send a shout out again to Rhea and hope she's feeling better. And definitely, I want everybody to have sing the happy birthday song to somebody you know.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Birthday song. We're going to get ready to end my show. I've enjoyed it. I want you to enjoy life. That's all you have. And, yes, I'm going to play my track. The Joys of Being Created by Mickey Howard. She just drives me crazy when I hear that song. Woo! It's one of them songs get all deep inside. But we got 5 more minutes to the show, and I'm going to play my Mickey Howard. I just love me some Mickey Howard. Woo! There's so much love in here. Just too much love. Just bouncing off the walls. Hey, but I want you to be safe. It's supposed to be snowing or sleeting or something outside. But anyway, here's Mickey Howard to end our show. The Joys of Being Creative, and I have really enjoyed my fans. We have reached 25,010 people. That's amazing. We are at 25,010, so we made our goal. Yay! So now I got to play Mickey Howard to end my show. But I've enjoyed you. I got the greatest fans in the world, and I say keep loving your heart and work on the joys of being creative.
Story.
Man, you talking about getting hot up in the studio. Every time I play that, man, Mickey just had me sweating. Listen, enjoy life. That's all you have. I just had to play that, man. My producer said, don't play it, Don. Don't play it. Don't play that song. I said, I got to play Mickey. Oh, oh. I wish somebody tell me I love you like that. I love you. Oh, good night. I want you to have a good weekend. And I'll see you next Friday. We have made our goal. 25,000. That is amazing. Enjoy life. That's all you have. I'm going to say good night. I got to play you some more Mickey Howard again, though. Good night.